Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us today, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And of course, who else is here but Danielle Redman. She's with the Historic Paradise Foundation. It has been a while since she has been here. How you doing, kid?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Did you enjoy your Thanksgiving?
I did. I rested. I needed that rest. So I got what the doctor ordered.
I want to know where the family is. We talked all week that your family was going to be here today.
Yes.
On the show, and they're not here.
Yeah, they ran away from me.
Why?
Because they have the holiday, and if not, I would have them working, because normally I would work. And so if I work, they work.
Okay, so you need to refresh everybody.
Oh, yeah.
As to who Danielle Redman is.
I'm just your little Paradise native, from the Paradise community, and founded the Historic Paradise Foundation in 2019. But who am I regularly? I'm just a teacher who had the calling to seek improvement for Paradise. I lived and taught in Chicago and Dubai. I have 2 master's degrees. I am a certified principal as well. I am the president of Historic Paradise. I'm a mom, sister, granddaughter. I wear a lot of hats, and that's what brought me here. Again, I think this is our 3rd or 4th time. I love you all.
So now you teach where?
I teach for CMS, and I also lead for CMS. So I lead the engineering pathway professional learning community, which covers about 32 schools.
Good Lord. Whoa.
Yeah.
So you get to fight Charlotte traffic every morning?
No, I don't fight it, because I take the back roads from Fort Mill to the Pineville area. Not too far in Charlotte.
All right. Well, that's good for you. So now you need to give our listeners a background of the Paradise community, because there's a lot of people who have come to our area since you were last on the show. They don't have the slightest idea what you're talking about.
Well, I consider ourselves like an indigenous community, because my family were descendants of the families that were enslaved. And they were enslaved by the white family. And so my great-great-grandfather, Handy White, formerly enslaved, he was a trustee of the Bethlehem Baptist Church that was built at the top of Steel Street and Tom Hall Street. It's right near Unity Presbyterian Church. And back in the late 1800s, they built a church in which Paradise was built around. And so that was the black community, because, you know, at those times it was segregated. And I'm from there, and a lot of the people who are from there were part of the original inhabitants or enslaved families who lived in Fort Mill. And so he owned over 100 acres in the town of Fort Mill, but specifically there is where a lot of families were thriving up until maybe a couple of decades ago, when we started seeing the decline due to people moving out, being displaced from it being no longer as affordable, the elderly dying out, and there were not many resources being brought back to the community. But it was once a thriving community in which I was raised. We had everything. We had people involved in civics and taking care of the community and, you know, sponsoring so many activities and events. The churches were very nurturing, and they also took care of the community as well. But now we're at a different time, and so we don't see a lot of those. We don't see a lot of resources. We don't see the churches being active as much. We have United AMEs on. That's where we were on Monday and the previous Thursday. And they allowed us to provide food to a total of 450 families within the last couple of weeks.
Let me go back a few steps here.
Yes.
So your great-great-grandfather,
mm-hmm.
Mr. White.
Mm-hmm. Handy White,
senior. Somehow, how did he manage to accumulate 100 acres?
So he was home when, Colonel Springs was off at war?
Okay.
And the story is that he took such good care of the family while he was off at war and gifted him with $1,500 back in the 1800s. So what he did was he took his money and he bought up a lot of property, over 100 acres. And he was, you know, basically a very ambitious person to be, for one, to take such good care of the family and the family business, the Springs family business, while he was off at war, that, you know, a lot of people didn't do that. So I know that there was a strong relationship, and they built a relationship based on trust to allow that type of situation to happen back in those times.
And that strong relationship continued right on up through your relationship with Miss Ann.
Oh, yes. She's been a staple. She believes in what we do. She's been, you know, she's been a godsend to our community for so long. When we first got started and we needed so much, her foundation has been one of our biggest benefactor. So we've been able to, from the place we were having a facility sharing agreement with, we also had were able to get electrical upgrades. I mean, so many upgrades, because the church we were at was hadn't been updated in a long time. We were able to get a lot going there to pave the way into going to a new center that's bigger, that's modern, that's, you know, pretty much state of the art and fulfills our needs.
Don't jump ahead yet. Yeah. So you're Handy White.
Yes.
Your great-great-grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
He acquires his 100 acres of property
mm-hmm.
through $1,500 that he got from Colonel Springs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did he just sell these lots off piece by piece to create the Paradise community, or did he build it himself? I mean, how did that happen?
Well, according to the property records, it appears that he had owned and built, or, you know, they had built these homes, and you can see where it exchanged, and mostly through family. So he willed 101 and a half acres to a lot of his descendants, because there were a lot from Lancaster County on 160 all the way to near Fort Mill High School. So when we talk about Paradise, there really are two distinct communities that came from Paradise. One right off of Tom Hall Street and one over near off of Harris Street.
Okay.
And so he had owned land from all the way up.
So basically all of his family members or relatives ended up in Paradise.
Yes, all our little factions. Even the parkway comes through where his property was. So, you know, the Charlotte Mecklenburg Hospital bought some acres down in there that formerly belonged to family members.
So how many homes right now would you say are in Paradise?
So we have 300 or so. And then many of them are in badly need of repairs, because a lot of them, I mean, would be considered under code right now.
Sure.
Especially the new building code. Mm-hmm. And so we've been partnering with, like, Philadelphia United Methodist Church to help repair. We've partnered with Habitat for Humanity to get the applications out, because part of the journey is educating the community on, you know, that they have these resources available. So that's part of what we do at the foundation. We'll print out the applications, take it to them, help facilitate that entire process so that they can get the needed upgrades from people, organizations that we've partnered with.
Now, those homes in today's market,
mm-hmm.
they're getting expensive?
Yes, they are. Well, we've had some homes that became available for maybe $50,000 at one point. But what's happening is we're having these LLCs who are pooling their money and investing it. They'll buy it cash. They'll flip it. They'll sell it for $150. Someone will stay in it for you know, I guess a three-year period necessary for IRS regulation and whatever, and then they'll sell it again for like 200 something. And so it makes it difficult for any of the natives to even move home because the transactions occur so quickly. They're off the market like instantly. Yeah, so we've been experiencing that, and even a lot of predatory investors who have been sending postcards and mailings and calling nonstop to a lot of our elderly, a lot of our vulnerable, a lot of, you know, our low income, who their only asset is their home.
So now the foundation, the Paradise Foundation, you created that?
Yes, sir.
Back in?
2019.
Yep. So is the foundation doing certain things to try to protect the people who are there in the community?
Yes. So we're active by we try to maintain food security. That's one way to also be able to check on the families to make sure if they need anything, because many of them are vulnerable and do not leave their homes. So we provide food security, and that allows us to check on them. We find out what their needs are. So there's some families who need like some structural repairs, flooring, roofing, windows, heating, air, whatever those needs are. And so what we do is we connect it to Dawn, who's amazing, from Philadelphia United. And she has a team who will go and assess the homes and then come up with a spreadsheet. And then she goes to the church to look to secure funding to handle the repairs and the labor.
So now what are you doing to try to keep protect those homeowners who are targets for the predatory lenders and ones who want to, you know, flip their houses?
Well, when they let us know the mailings, or if we see the signs, we interact with them. I remember one specific conversation where I was interacting with a guy who put out signs to say, like, we buy ugly houses and things like that, you know, which is, first of all, a bit condescending. But second, it's telling you that even though your house is ugly, he'd be willing to buy it. So when I interacted with this person who would not reveal who he was, but he said he lived nearby, he mentioned some things like, it's just be our business. If you need some money or something, then, you know, we can loan you money. But so he's looking for ways to kind of sink his claws in to, to go in and put a lien on their home to then snatch it from under.
Wow.
Yeah, it's that aggressive. And so it's individual things. We also had a guy who he had a noose hung up in his tree. He was calling SPCA, talking about dogs barking. He was going to the town saying that they had repairs on their home without a permit. And I had to go and have a conversation with him face to face and let him know that this behavior was unacceptable. Say, you moved into an indigenous community, a black community, and what you're doing is bullying, you know. And it was because his property was residential and commercial, but in order for him to use it as commercial, he needed more parking spots, which meant he needed to annex the land. And the property owner would not allow him to do that. And that's where these aggressive tactics came from. And so we have to have those conversations and to inform him that, you know, these behaviors are predatory.
Jeez. Wow.
Yeah, so this is what happens regularly.
Well, so was this part of the driving impetus for you to create the foundation?
It was, because I lived in Chicago for a period of time, and when I came home, I was a bit disappointed that everywhere was booming in Fort Mill. Fort Mill's growing at a massive rate, but Paradise is going in a reverse chronological order, you know, like the state of it. So it was deteriorating while everything else is growing. And so, you know, I couldn't understand that. And I would ask questions. I went to talk to the town council back in January 2020 and didn't really get a lot of solutions. I felt like in a lot of ways that I was asking questions that no one wanted to answer. So I started looking at, okay, there was a $500,000 grant that came through. Where was it allocated? And I was able to receive that information, but there was a lot put in the infrastructure.
Right.
The roads, the pipes, things like that. But nothing in the homes. There was a sidewalk that was put on one side, but a lot of the residents would not allow an easement to take from their land. So therefore, they didn't run the sidewalk all the way on one side of the street. So these were some of those things that when I was researching and just trying to figure out what can be done, what has been done, those were the things that I kind of stumbled upon.
Are you getting any help from council, your town council, to make whatever types of public improvements? You know, you mentioned sidewalks or streetlights or a playground or anything along those lines.
Well, they take really good care of the park, of Steel Street Park.
Okay.
It's doing really well. And when I've shared concerns about, you know, some things there, they immediately fixed those.
Right.
Have not received assistance in other ways. I have asked, are there any grants that people can get? Or when that COVID money came, and I said, okay, well, can we use some of that? And I did speak with Davey, and he said that, well, if we ask for it and they give it to us, then other people are going to be asking too. But you realize a lot of these other communities have HOAs that enforce, you know, compliance, where Paradise doesn't have that. So we've been kind of like acting as that, you know, in a sense, like the mother, like mother hen in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't receive any of the support.
Okay.
And so maybe it's, you know, having conversations more about what can we do. I mean, like, what's available. I've seen some grants on there for businesses on the Fort Mill, Town of Fort Mill website. And I had a family member who was running for town council, Sharita Watts. And that would have helped to have, you know, someone advocating and voice and research to help us as well, to help the community as well, to have someone in the ward to represent
right.
the reality of Paradise and beyond, you know.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Now, Danielle Redman has a good memory.
Okay.
She knows, like everybody, why people come every day here to Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 6 days a week. Danielle, tell everybody how we do it at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot, on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
If you're routinely on the internet, you know that more is better. The more connection speed you have, the bigger the difference in everything you do online. ZipStream from Comporium gives you access to up to 1,000 megabits per second, and the ability to stream, search, download, and play online faster than you ever have before. When it comes to the internet, more is better. So visit Comporium.com and upgrade to ZipStream today.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in at locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax your home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, with a very interesting lady, Danielle Redmond. Danielle is originally from Fort Mill, left the community for a while, went up the big city of Chicago, some of these other places, came back home, and she's taken it upon herself to do what she can to restore the Paradise community to what it rightfully should be. Her great-great-grandfather, was it Redmond? Redmond White?
He was Handy White.
Handy White. I said Handy White.
Yes.
He acquired this 100 acres from Colonel Springs because of all the things he had done for the Springs family.
Yeah.
And
they took care of him.
And over the years, after all the family members came in and built houses and what have you, time has taken its toll and these houses have fallen into disrepair. And you got a bunch of outside people trying to scoop them up.
Yes.
Flip them.
Yep.
Sell them for three times what they purchased them for.
Oh,
and
yes.
Away we go. All right, so you created the foundation, the Paradise Foundation, a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the objectives was to, I guess, create a community center of sorts.
Yes.
So tell me what you've been able to do.
Okay, so I've heard a lot of no's throughout the years. And every time I hear a no, it makes me go back to the drawing board to figure something else out.
Good.
And so because of my tenacity and I guess determination, I said, okay, maybe if someone says no to this, they'll say yes to that. So for that first year, we were operating basically from the car. We would go into the park and the community and have events and so on. And then we had a facility sharing MOU with United AM Zion Church that was also awarded from the Springs family back in the 70s, I think.
Whatever.
Yep, and so it was from a trust from the Springs family. And part of it is the church, and part of it is residential, that lot. So we were able to use the church side and in exchange for making necessary repairs to the church itself, we were able to use the back room kitchen,
right.
And we used the outdoors part.
Okay.
And so we made a lot of repairs, and we also had, like, so much going on. We had a after school and tutoring, we were cooking meals. The electricity would trip on us a lot, you know, because it couldn't handle the circuitry that we were providing. We we upgraded that thanks to Springs Grants and the Springs Foundation. We had our first ever summer STEM program where we had over 50 kids everywhere. They were everywhere, inside, outside. They were loving it. And the thing was is, parents were able to go to work and take care of their households and put more money back. They didn't have to worry about their kids going and, you know, having to pay daycare bills and
child care.
Summer camp.
Sure.
Yeah, because summer camp tuition is outrageous. You think the regular babysitting tuition is, preschool tuition is outrageous. Summer school is more. So you're looking at like $200 a week. And so our families can't afford that. So we provided it for, like I said, around 51 kids, and they had the best time of their lives. They were, during the day, they got STEM activities, they got breakfast, they got lunch. We partnered with York School District to get free breakfast and free lunch for them, which they could also take home. We also provided, took them out of the community. The Ann Springs Close Greenway would pick them up on Tuesdays and Thursdays. They had a program where they would go kayaking, fishing, archery. They performed archery. They did camping. And they especially got them ready for the young men who went on a camping trip right before they went back to school. So when I tell you, there were so many like consecutive weeks of activities that kept them busy. We took them to the museum and Gastonia, the Shield Museum. We took them to the movies. I mean, so many experiences. We
used our van. This is the first summer you did this?
Yes. Yes. And so, I mean, you think about it. That we did a lot. And it was courtesy to a grant from the Springs Foundation. Then the Springs gave us money toward our van. And then St. Paul's Episcopal Church handled all the repairs and the painting of it. And so, you know, that van, we take the kids everywhere in it.
Okay.
And so it's been a godsend because now we can bus them from the community to anywhere. So they can be educated outside of the community versus, you know, seeing just staying in the community and right. not really having a lot of opportunities
so
outside of it.
So you have a new community center now.
We do.
Tell me about this.
So we have been trying to locate resources within the community where we could continue the work.
Right.
And we ended up having an anonymous donor provided a grant through Foundation for the Carolinas, and we used that to secure another location. And so we have a location. It's not in the Paradise community, but when I tell you it's modern, it's flexible. It's only 2 miles from Paradise, east of Paradise. So from the corner of Joe Lewis and Tom Hall Street is exactly 2 miles, but it's right when you cross into Lancaster County. What that does is it allows us the opportunity to educate the kids outside of the community. It allows us to also cater to other families who may have a need and may not have the finances. But our priority is really on making sure that the kids from Paradise have an opportunity to have these extracurricular activities, to have the tutors, to have the Wi-Fi, to have enrichment. We have, we're starting enrichment with at least 20 kids where they're going to be taking online courses. Social-emotional learning, art, music, coding.
So you got a grant from the Springs Foundation to buy this place?
We're leasing this place.
Leasing, okay.
And so, and it's over $3,000 a month, so $3,200 a month.
Okay.
So that's provided a unique challenge for us because now we have to fundraise in a different way because we have a larger overhead. The overhead is basically for the lease and you know, transportation.
We're going to run out of time here, you need to tell me what your website is so people can go there.
Yes,
they want to help out. What's your website?
They can go to fmhpf.org. They can also go to our Facebook page on the Historic Paradise Foundation.
Okay.
Or facebook.com/HPF29715.
Danielle Redman, you are a wonderful lady for all you're doing in the Paradise community.
Thank you
for being here.
Yes, thank you.
And happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas and all that kind of stuff.
Thank you.
All right. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program for this Friday afternoon, made possible by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Of course, one more time, we have good old fresh subs and salads 6 days a week here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. The magical formula, their way is done. Danielle and I will tell you all about
That's
it at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice. Garden.
Have a wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio tonight for high school football tonight. Okay. Yeah, boy, South Point taking on Greenville for the semifinals. Hopefully get in the state championship. All begins tonight at 6 o'clock on WRHI. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye.